At 7:06, we have some morning haze, 59 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 79 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Reverend Jesse Jackson says his Push Rainbow Coalition will organize in Oklahoma to challenge gun legislation and support women's reproductive rights, among other issues. Jackson in the Oklahoma Legislative Black Caucus held a news conference yesterday afternoon where they also discussed the need to attract new jobs to the state.
Put America back to work and have healing. The reason it's not just black and white, but wrong and right, when they close the plant, the lights go out. We all look amazing assembled in the dark.
He again offered praise for the way Tulsa handled itself following the Good Friday shooting spree that left three people dead. Meanwhile, at the state capitol, Governor Fallon is being mentioned as a possible vice presidential candidate for Mitt Romney. The governor says she is flattered and at the same time says she's not heard anything from Romney. The Tulsa County Women in Recovery Program is spotlighted at a state capitol ceremony. The program for nonviolent female offenders with alcohol and drug addictions is an alternative to prison time. Now, this woman is thankful she was accepted into the program.
To have another option besides prison, this is amazing to me.
Governor Fallon and House Speaker Chris Steele took part in the ceremony yesterday. Driving the wrong way on North Cincinnati is to blame for a fatal car crash last night near 36th Street North. A woman was killed when her car was hit almost head-on. A man in the other car is in jail this morning. Meanwhile, one person is dead after jumping out of a moving car on the Broken Arrow Expressway. That happened last night. The man apparently got into an argument with the driver of the car and decided just to jump from the car. He was hit and killed by oncoming traffic. Tulsa's city parking meter program is in shambles, and Mayor Bartlett wants it repaired. The city, next month, will seek requests for proposals from companies interested in operating and maintaining the city's parking meters.
Our system has been working well for a long time. We did make an attempt have an upward adjustment in the parking rates so we could do two things, get fairness in the system, but also acquire some revenue that we could use to repair the system and support ticketing operations, things like that. Fortunately, the previous city council denied us that opportunity.
Parking meter rates have not increased in Tulsa since 1992 and are lagging behind the rates in peer cities. Long time Tulsa County Undersheriff Brian Edwards is resigning. He will become the new head of the Grand River Dam Authority's police unit. Time heals most, but not all wounds. Today is a grim day for Janie Coverdale. It was 17 years ago that her two grandsons were killed in the Alfred P. Murrah building bombing in Oklahoma City.
We need to get on with our lives, and nobody can tell us how we are supposed to do that. I miss the boys just as much now as I did the day of the bombing.
A special ceremony is planned for today at the bombing site in Oklahoma City. It's set to begin this morning at 8:55. Our weather forecast, breezy and warm today. We'll have a high of 79. Tonight, thunderstorms likely. Some have the potential of becoming severe. We'll be down to 54 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, that rain tapers off, but it's going to be much cooler. We'll have a high of only 63. On Saturday, sunshine, but still cool, a high of 67. On Sunday, sunny and 73. And on Monday, as we head back to work, yes, blue skies in 78 degrees. National Weather Service radar is all clear now at 710. We have sunshine in 59. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.